if you would ask me what is this, what season of life I'm in right now, I would call it a place of quiet rest. I grew up from the time I was 11 years old in an abusive home situation, physically abused. And so I left home when I was 11 and ended up in a detention center, and then I ended up at a foster home. And I came to Christ when I was 14 years old. And this year I celebrated a birthday. You'll guess how old I am. I'm not going to tell you, just guess. So I got saved when I was 14. And I said, Lord, I've been in Christ for 40 years. And when I look back over my life, I realize that young girl, you know, in my teens, even after I became a Christian, I still had some issues, some emotional issues, struggling with the rejection of my mom and you know, just all the things that go with that, and just trying to fit in this new home, this new neighborhood. And even a time where I became the prodigal and I was away from the Lord for 4 years. But when I look back, my 20s, serving the Lord and the challenges that I faced, and there have been many. I used to feel like I was a poster child for hard times, because there was just always something, you know, whether it was physical or financial or emotional or friendship situation or rejection or, you know, something. I mean, even in the church, you get wounded sometimes, you know. And I remember one time just wondering, God, when is it ever going to end? Am I ever going to get a break? You know, and there were times when I was expecting the Lord to come through in certain situations. I wanted him to deliver me. Okay, God, I need you to fix this, you know. And there were times when I had to walk through some very difficult times. He didn't fix it, but he walked through those situations with me. And there were times when it seemed like God wasn't hearing me. He wasn't answering my prayers. But all the time he was. And I didn't realize it at that time. There were times I would freak out when things would happen, and I'd get so nervous, and, oh, I need this, and I need this to happen. And I'd get so nervous and so upset. But when I look back now, over the years, the Word of God is always true. From Genesis to Revelation, God's Word is true, and this is what He was teaching me. And sometimes, you may be in a difficult time right now, sometimes the only way you can learn who God is in certain situations, how you can learn whether He's a provider, whether He loves you, whether He's the deliverer, whether He's there, whether His Word is true. Sometimes you have to go through something difficult so you can really know God was there. And a lot of times we look back and then we realize it. And so when I look back on my life, and it hasn't been easy, I don't want any challenges. I'm facing one right now. I don't want the challenge. But what I know for sure, and what God has been teaching me from 14 years old up until now, is that He is faithful, that He can be trusted, that His Word is true. No matter what I say, no matter what I see, no matter what anybody else says, God is faithful, and you can trust Him. He loves us. He loves us so much we can't even imagine. And sometimes we're asking for things. There are things I prayed for and I didn't get, and I'm so thankful I didn't. And so when it doesn't seem like you're going in the, you want to go there, and God is saying, you know, maybe the promise, God promised something and it's right there. And you say, well, Lord, it's right there, but He takes you over there. And then you go over here and you go there and you sit and nothing happens. And it's not even a detour. That was the plan all along. Sometimes we have to wait, and sometimes He takes a long time to do things. But what I know for sure is there is a place of quiet rest in Jesus Christ. He is a faithful God. You can trust Him no matter what. Amen.